You hear that, right?
Blog Talk Radio.
Our lines are open if y'all want to call in. 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373 is the number, okay? Let's see what we got here. We can start. We can even ask these questions that we have here. Shit, fuck it. Let's see here. What we got here? Let me blow this up. This is for you and me. How can I deal with a slick, manipulative woman that I see every day? Because to be honest, I'm trying to get over her, and she keeps my mind fucking me. It's really driving me crazy. 919, we'll bring in 1 second. But the Lucario, what say you? We got the lines about to open up. They're blowing up a little bit. But what say you, dog, on that question?
How do we deal with a slick, manipulative woman? Well, you know, if you know she's slick and manipulative, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't really be dealing with her like that anyway. I mean, and then you're saying you're trying to get over her, but she keeps mind-fucking you, and it's really driving you crazy. That means she got power over you, you know what I'm saying? And so since she got power over you, you know what I mean, you're going to have to fall back and reevaluate your situation, you know what I'm saying? At least you're aware that she got power over you. You're aware that she's manipulative. You're aware that you're thinking about her and all this other shit. But you gotta look at yourself and say, why are you attracted to that type of behavior from a woman? Why are you attracted to that type of chick? See, you should be repelled from that type of behavior. If you see a woman being manipulative, slick, all that other stuff, you should be like, listen, man, that ain't the type of situation I need to be in. Why am I even dealing with her? And if you're attracted to that, you gotta look at yourself and say, what is it about me that is attracted to that type of behavior?
Right. You know, right, yeah, and this is why Claude, we're going to bring y'all in 1 second, but this is why I always tell you it's important to stand on your motherfucking square. Mm-hmm. This is why it's important to know what your boundaries are. Remember, ironclad rules that you don't break that protects your name. What you've got to do is you've got to be willing to walk away. That is one of the most important things that y'all have to be willing to do. I don't care how sexy she is. If she's not riding with you, if she's not taking the knee, if she's not kissing the ring, if she's not slaying the Minotaur and bringing it to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro for your time, you got to cut her fucking ass off. The problem isn't the woman. This whole thing, it's not the woman's problem. The problem is you have created this. This is why she doesn't respect you, because you don't respect your fucking self. So why should she respect you? She ain't mind-fucking you. You keep allowing her to mind-fuck you. Lucario, what say you, sir?
Nah, real talk. And see, that's the thing, man. It's like a lot of these dudes, what happens is that they see the girl is on bullshit, but they continue to say, well, let me keep going with her because she's hot, or let me keep doing this because maybe I'm going to get some pussy tomorrow. Let me keep fucking with her because, you know, it's something's going to go down. So it's like you already know it's bad behavior, but you still fuck with it. And understand that that's feminine. You know what I'm saying? That's a very feminine thing, because that's what women do. Women will go with a guy knowing that the guy is on some bullshit, but because she feels something for him, that's why she keeps fucking with him. You see what I'm saying? So you got to get out that feminine energy and you know, understand and think more practically when you're dealing with these chicks. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's bring in some of the calls. We got 919 and 210. 919, what's your question, sir? What's up? What's your question, sir?
Can you hear me? What's up, man?
Wait, hold on. This is how we're going to do things. Listen, when we call your name out and we say you're on, please don't ask, can we hear you, because we can hear you. If we can't hear you, we're going to say we can't hear you, okay? So we hear you, okay? So let's try this again, 919. What's your question, brother? What's up, man?
Well, Lucario, you remember what I was talking about earlier? I was talking about how I got dealt with my father.
Wait, 919. We can hear you, but we can't hear you. You got to speak.
That's why I asked, could you hear me?
But no, what I'm saying is we could hear you before, but now you sound like you're in a box.
You sound muffled.
Yeah, you sound muffled.
That's fucked up.
Okay, so try to wiggle your phone a little bit and ask your question. What's up?
All right. So listen, Lucario, you remember earlier when I told you that I have a date on Saturday with a chick from Tinder,
And I told you that she was texting me, talking about what turned me on and shit like that. And I told her, I was like, listen, I do not have time to talk. I'll see you on Saturday. And tell me how this chick sent me a text saying, you're being really secretive and I don't like that. Now, was I wrong for responding to her? Because I noticed on your membership you say, do not bring attention to when a woman points out a problem. Don't bring attention to it. Change the subject. But I didn't do that. Instead, I said, why do you feel like I'm being secretive? Because I'm not. And then she was like, I think she told me, I can't really read the text right now, but she said something to the words of, I don't know, but like, you're just not telling me things and shit like that. And I know from just studying the game and having experience that that's just a bunch of bullshit. This chick is just trying to find a reason not to fuck with me. So what do y'all have to say about that?
Would you like to go first, Nicole, or shall I?
See, basically, that's what it is, bro. See, this is the thing. So basically, he's saying, for those who couldn't hear him, he said that he's supposed to hook up with some chick on Saturday, and then she was texting him, asking him about, like, I guess, what he liked in a bedroom or some favorite positions or whatever like that. Now, what I told him to do is just to tell her, hey, listen, when I see you, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do or whatever like that. So it'll be like, look, I'm going to show you. When I see you, I'm going to show you. We're going to make it happen. So now she's saying he's being secretive. But what it is that she's trying to extract attention from him. You understand what I'm saying? This is what a lot of women will do. So what they'll try to do is that they'll try to extract a lot of attention from you before they're about to see you. And so what happens is that the more attention you give them, that's the less reason they got to come see you. You understand what I'm saying? Also, what happens is this. Unless you're the type of guy whose game is on point to where you can go back and forth with a chick and flirt with her and
don't
make her feel a certain way,
yes.
That's one thing. But most dudes, I tell them I don't recommend that until they're, like,
yes,
advanced, you know what I'm saying? But so that's why I say, yo, just wait till the...
Well, wait, 919. Here's the thing, 919. Let me ask you a question. Do you have the wine above your bed?
No, sir.
Wait, I can't hear you. What did you say?
I said I'm 21 and still live with my mom.
Oh, you live with your... But don't you have your own bedroom?
Yeah, I do, but I can't have chicks in here. I was going to get a hotel room and fuck the chick in there.
Okay. All right, well, here's the thing. I think the reason what happened to you is that, remember, women are always looking for value, okay? And what we mean by value, because Lucario's right. Lucario's right what he's saying. What you got to understand is that women have emotional value in guys as far as, what am I going to get out of this? Now, I think when she was asking you that, a lot of women love to play with their pussy. They love to masturbate to the fantasy or the thought of what you're going to do with them. Now, again, you didn't have to do what you wanted to do. That's cool. You know, like Carl was saying, you didn't have to do that. But what I'm saying is that I think it wasn't that she's saying you're being secretive, in my opinion. I think she feels that you're not, I won't say qualified, but your experience level when it comes to spitting yak and talking. Because like Carl was saying, I never want you guys to talk about what you can do to a woman in bed, because that's a lot of pressure a lot of you guys can't handle. I don't want you to talk about the shit you can't do in bed, right? But what I'm saying is, what's up?
Steve, listen, I know exactly what you're saying, right? Because the last girl that I actually hooked up with, I shouldn't have been doing this. Like, Lucari always says, don't show chicks attention, but I actually was having phone sex with the last girl that I hooked up with. And I'm a pretty good sex talker, sir. Like, I'm really good with my mouth. I got a really good mouthpiece. I know how to talk that sexual talk really well. And I had that girl playing with herself on the phone. She was, you know, begging me for the dick. And, you know, when I smashed her, you know, it was like that. But I didn't want to do that with this girl because I'm really busy. I have a new job. I have to work all day, 5 days a week. And so I just really didn't want to, you know, give her all that attention.
What were y'all talking about on the phone then? How long were you on the phone with her for? And what were y'all talking about?
Are you talking about the current girl or the last chick?
The one you have a problem with.
I've never talked with her on the phone. I just texted her. I met her off of Tinder, and because she texted me the other night. She hit me up after we met. She was like, hey, what's up? And I hit her up. I was like, what's good? I was like, what are you doing right now? And she was like, she's just laying down. And I was like, you need to come through. Let's hook up. And she was like, she's in for the night. She has to work in the morning and all that. So I set a date for Saturday, and we exchanged numbers. So go ahead.
No, the car will answer the question. I was just wondering. I just had a few questions, but no, the car got you. Okay?
Right, so this is what I want to say to you.
Listen to him.
No, the car is talking to you right now. Listen to the car. Go ahead, the car.
I just want to say this to you. What I'm saying is that girl, when she's asking you, see, this is what you got to say. When a woman wants to hook up with you, right, when she wants to make something happen with you, right, even if she asks you that, right, and you say, hey, I'm going to show you when I see you, she will accept that answer. You understand what I'm saying? If a woman is thinking about wasting your time, or she's going to be a time waste, or she's going to be on some bullshit, that's when she gives you the whole, oh, you're being secretive, oh, you know, why you acting like that, all that. She's giving you friction. A woman only gives you friction, right, when she is, you know, medium interest in you or low interest in you, where she doesn't really care if it happens or not. She just likes the tension that's happening at the moment. If she's interested in making it happen, if she has high interest, there's zero friction. You see what I'm saying? And so what I'm saying is that.
And.
Like, go ahead, say it again.
Yeah, facts. And I actually have to tell you,
dude, like, she told me, she was like, speaking of friction, she was like, damn, what the fuck did she say? She was like, because she was basically giving me bullshit. She was like, I'm going on a Google, don't roll.
All right, brother, real quick, we got other calls. Listen to me. I'll be looking at the screen right here. Let me ask you a question. Do you give a fuck about this right here?
Can I tell you what she said, though? Can I tell you what she said real quick?
It doesn't matter what she said. Do you give a fuck about a snake eating a mouse somewhere in the Amazon?
Nope.
Then why do you give a fuck about what she had to say? Because if she ain't shit, it don't matter what she says, right? Right?
Facts.
Right, so technically, so you're calling us about an ancient bitch who has no worth and value in your life. So fuck her. See what I'm saying? See how easy that is?
Back.
Fuck her.
Back.
All right?
Yes, sir.
That's what Uncle LaCario just told you. If she ain't riding your fucking bus, fuck
Yeah, I got you.
Right.
Thank y'all, man.
Respect to you, man. I appreciate you. All right, Erico210. Well, since Lucario's in here and we kicking it this flavor and shit, let's bring him in the right way. Let's do this. 210, we about to bring you in. You waited long enough. Let's bring you in. All right, 210, what's your question, brother?
Hi, Lucario. This is Sunshine. Did you see my date, puppy?
You waited that long to talk?
Man, cut that off. I cut it off.
I just love it. That's why I make y'all wait, because y'all, man. All right. I'm going to hate to answer this.
Y'all overdid it. Y'all fucked up.
Yeah, y'all fucked up. Look, I ain't playing with y'all no more. Erico, 111, what's your question, man? What's up?
Fuck you, Steven. Fuck your wife, bitch. Fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck you, fucking asshole, man. Fuck you, fucking man of sin. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, fucking asshole. Fuck you. Fuck you, man.
Are you done?
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch. Your thoughts ain't my thought, bitch. I'm flowing straight from the survival scroll. Cut that bitch off.
It's a sad day and time, man. This is, you know, dudes like that, man. They deserve.
Right. Yes.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
That comes their way in life.
Hey, look, Lucario, I'm gonna be a billion with you on this one. One day those motherfuckers are going to meet a woman. And one day they're going to wish that they humbled themselves and came on here the right way. When his girl punches him in his face, I'm going to be mad at his girl because she didn't twist and hit him with a fucking elbow. Because right. They're going to get their asses beat. That's what's going to happen. Watch. Crazy, man. If y'all got questions in the chat room, put a Q in there, and we'll answer. If we're missing anything, Lucario, let me know because it's going so fast in there. Let me go ahead and post up the number if y'all want to call in. Feel free to call in. It's myself and Mr. Lucario. He's here chilling on Planet Man. Yeah, 515-605-9373. Please understand, guys. We're gonna have to plug them back in, dog, because we spitting game. So everybody listening, guys, sit in y'all chairs. Lucario's here. We're gonna plug you guys in. So for all you guys who haven't been plugged in the first time, sit back, relax. We're about to plug you in right now. Here we go.
APOC, location.
Targeting almost there.
Lock, I got him. Now take him.
All right, we plugged in now. We good now. You got Morpheus Lucario. The bad boy today game. We got two calls in. And guys, please listen to me that are listening live on the show. We're going to have trolls on here. We're going to have Smiths on here. But I want you guys to hear this. Whenever the trolls come in, the ones that try and disrupt, I want you to hear the cry of mom in their voices, all right, guys? That's what I want y'all to do. I want you to hear why dad never hung around their mom. I want you to hear the feminine in these motherfuckers. I don't know. When they call in, listen to how soft they sound, okay? Now, we got other calls. I'm going to bring them in, but just be prepared. They're going to call in, but as men, what y'all are going to learn, we're going to push on even though you have other men trying to talk to other men and not women. All right, here we go. Yeah, all right, here we go. 512, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Steve the Dean? What's up, LaCar?
Eric code 772, what's your question?
Yo, so I went to the club on Friday, right? And then while I was standing there, two girls came up and talked to me, and then they had to leave the club early, so I told them to get my number. The one that I was feeling, I told her to get my number, but she told her friend to get my number instead. And then that happened on Friday, so the friend texted me, like, on Sunday, saying, hey, what's up? I was like, hey, what's up? And then I asked a friend, like, we should get together and have a few drinks. She was like, yeah, we'll get together very soon. So do you think she's just messing with me, or do you think she's for real?
You want to get together and have a few drinks? Why the fuck do you want to get together and have a few drinks with a fucking woman you don't even know? How much do a few drinks cost?
Well, I told her to come to my house to have a few drinks.
Wait, let me get this straight. You just met her, and you think a woman that you didn't have never known before is going to come over your house and have a few drinks with you?
Well, I was at the club. I was standing there, and then two girls came next to me. We talked for about 5-10 minutes.
Sorry. I'm asking you, did you know them bitches? No, right?
Right.
So do you think, now I'm just common sense here. Do you think that a woman is going to go over your house and have a drink with you?
I mean, some girls will do that.
Oh, Nicario, take the wheel, sir.
Wait, let me ask you a question. So you said the girl, but you was at a bar and the girls came up to you?
Yeah, so I was at the club and then two girls came to me and then they started talking. One of the friends I was feeling her, and then they were like, yo, they're about to leave the club. So I told the friend that I was feeling, I was like, yo, take my number. And then she kind of heard it and said, hey, go ahead.
Wait. What'd you say to Carl?
What did they say when they came up to you?
Well, when they came up to me, they complimented my outfit. They said they liked the way that I dress. You know what I mean? So we started talking. They asked me where I'm from and shit like that. But they had to leave the club. The one that I was feeling, I told her before she leave the club, take my number. And then she kind of curved it. And then she told her friend to take my number. So her friend called my number right away at the spot. And then they left. That happened on Friday. And then on Sunday, the friend called or texted me, said, hey, what's up? And I was like, it was good. And then she was like, hey, this is me, my girl's friend.
Hold on.
Oh, bro, hold on for a second. So the girl that you wanted, did she text you or what? Did the other friend text you?
The other friend, because I told the girl that I wanted before she leaves the club, take my number, and then she kind of curved it. She told her friend to take my number. So I don't know if her friend was feeling me. So the friend texted me like 2 days later, said, hey, what's up? I was like, it was good. Then I told her we should get together, have a few drinks at my crib. And then she was like, hey, like she asked me, I'm not sure that I know who she is. She's not the older friend. She's the one that took my number. Then I was like, yeah, I know who you are. And then she was like, yeah,
all right. We'll
get together soon.
Story.
772. How old are you?
What? 28.
How old are you?
28.
All right, let me hit you on something, man. You said they came to you because you looked good, right? You had something nice on, right?
Right.
Kind of showed that you had a little paper, huh? Huh?
It shows what?
What you were wearing looked like you had money, right?
It was just, matching. I mean, nothing too crazy, just like matching outfit. That's all. It was just matching outfit.
Let me help you with this. All right. In the game, there's this thing called a mark, okay? And what a mark is an unsuspecting fool that think he's doing shit when he ain't doing anything at all. So what they're going to do is they're going to come to you, and they're going to figure out which one of them going to put a roofie in your fucking drink and steal all your shit in your fucking house and leave you with your balls hanging out. You want that to happen?
No.
Then why the fuck are you asking the question about two bitches that are using you as a mark?
Well, what I'm trying to figure out, the friend texts me. The friend texts me back 2 days later. And then I asked the friend, we should get together. She should come over to my crib, have a few drinks. And then she was like, yeah, for sure. We'll do that sometime soon. So I'm trying to figure it out if she's a fucking waste timer or if she's for real. That's all I'm trying to ask because she took my number.
Oh,
That's all I'm trying to figure out. If she's a or she's for real. Go ahead.
The Man Mindset, in association with the You Ain't Shit Show, is proud to say it's that time once again, people, for another exciting episode of The Nice Guy, The Beta Male, and The Town Whore. Here is your narrator and winner of Planet Man's, the Island of Ass and Titties Award, Steve the Dean Williams.
Now, sir, I am trying to explain to you that this woman doesn't like you. She sees you as a mark and a sucker. She's only calling you to come over there and take your loot. That's why she's coming over. And in her bag will be a pill that she's going to drop in her drink and knock you the fuck out and take all shit. Does that make any sense?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
All right, man. We're gonna go to the next guy. Give me a second. We're gonna try to figure. Yeah, think about it real quick, y'all.
Will the town whore find a father for her 5 kids from 6 different baby daddies? Will the nice guy ever have sex? Will the beta male ever get a shot at the town whore? All of these questions may never get answered, but tune in next week for another episode of The Nice Guy, The Beta Male, and The Town Whore.
These fucking stories, man.
These shit's gonna be making no sense, bro. I'm like, okay, so two chicks came up to you talking about you dress nice, and then when you tell the girl that you want to holler at to give you the number, she passed off the number to her friend,
Carly B.
And then her friend is happily agreeing to come see you. After, I mean, like, none of this shit makes sense.
They gonna take his shit.
Because if the chick wanted him, she wouldn't have passed off the number to her friend. Two, if she did pass the number off to her friend, most likely her friend wouldn't have wanted to fuck, because she don't want to be number two. You understand what I'm saying?
Lucario, they ain't trying to fuck. They want him for his paper.
And if this was true, it's exactly what you were talking about, where they fucking is, they just setting them up for some bullshit.
Man, you got a 772. Get your crayons out and watch Jennifer Lopez movie The Hustle. Please understand that motherfucker that's taking their credit cards from is you. 469, what's your question, sir?
Alright, so Steve, I've been like watching some of your shit lately because Lucario put me on from like your last live or whatever. And there's two things that I've been, like, adapting that you were talking about. One, that wine rack, which is a genius idea. And two, you mentioned in one of your videos, you said, like, you had to add flavor to her eyes. Like, say shit like, next time she gets in the shower, tell her, hey, imagine your washcloth, my tongue, or shit like that. So I was calling because I'm trying to see, like, what other ways can you add flavor to a woman's eyes?
Well, the flavor I'm saying with the thing. Okay, are you watching us live right now? Are you watching the video right now? The video of us?
Unfortunately, no, because it's on my phone, and I have to talk to you on the same phone that the live video is on. So it's either one or the other.
Okay, one of the flavors I always say is the wine rack because, and we were talking about this before, is that when? Okay, here's the first thing of flavor in her ears and eyes. Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. When you're talking to a woman, you're just sending text messages. Am I correct?
Like, what do you mean by just sending text messages? Hi, what's up, text messages?
When you're communicating with her, I mean, it's not a bad grade. I'm just trying to see where you're at. When you talk to women, 9 times out of 10, you're sending messages, right? Text messages, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I teach the motherfuckers about flavor in her ear would be you grabbing your phone and hitting that microphone, and instead of texting the message, you say the message. The flavor in her eye is the next, you move to the next level, go video. Why? Because we talked about it earlier. I'm trying to set up to get her to play with her pussy at night. After you do video, you go live with her. But that's where the wine comes in at, because when she sees the wine above your bed, she's going to ask you, what the fuck is that above your bed? Oh, it's nothing. It's just wine because I'm too lazy to go in. When I have a girl over, I'm too lazy to go in the kitchen. So I'd rather have it here as easy access, because it's nothing like pouring wine on her body and tasting that shit, right? That's flavor in her eye, flavor. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
do that.
I see what you're talking
about. Right, the shower. When you're taking a shower, you got, hey, that's flavor in her eye. when you take a photo in your shower, she sees this, which you don't see right now, is your water, your colored water. What she's going to ask is, what is that app? How did you get your shower like that? Oh, baby, you got it all wrong. I got it like that because it's nothing like when a woman is sucking your dick in a shower to see the blue light hitting her in the back of the head. That's the shit I'm talking about. That's the fucking, like, are you crazy? That's the fucking flavor I'm saying. Right. And the last thing I want to say is this. Do you know how to paint?
Do you know how to paint? Not at all.
Hey, guess what? Guess what, motherfucker? I don't either. But you know what flavor is? Flavor is
what?
The amusement park, your bedroom. I will go get an easel and a canvas. You want to know why? Because I want her to see that in my living room so she can ask me, do you paint? Which you'll say you don't know how to paint. Then why do you have this in your motherfucking living room? Well, it's because when I have a woman over my place, it's nothing like taking her clothes off, having her lay naked on the damn floor, and I paint her body the way I like painting it. You see what I'm saying? Flavor.
Yeah.
But see, most guys don't do this, right? Hey, how you doing? What was your day like? And I don't want to hear that shit. Remember when you play. Hey, but one more thing. I got one more thing for you. The next thing when you have her over your crib, there's flavor in her eyes right here. You see this? You don't look at it right now. Grand's Muffins. You see that? It's a Grand Muffin. It's a Grand's Muffin, right? But you know what? You know when to know what flavor in her eyes when you take a muffin mix. And you take it and you use your curiosity, you decompose it and make it into something sexual that you can take the strawberries, the chocolate, and put it all on her cheeks, her ass, her titties, and lick that shit off. So this is all what you see here that y'all see live is flavor in her eyes and flavor in her ears where you are stacking up value where and when she makes a choice. Now, not I won't say you, but if she was to choose between Lucario and brand X guy that asked her a million questions, she's going to say, wait a second, let's weigh this out. Every time I talk to Lucario, he's making me blush. He's making me smile. He's making me react. I get these tingling feelings, goosebumps, and all this other stuff. I wonder what he's doing right now and who he's talking to, right? But then you got brand X guy of, what are you doing? How was your day? Can we go out to dinner? Can I buy you a drink? And all that other shit. Who the fuck do you think you're going to fuck?
Definitely not that T-Pain nigga.
Right. Well, go ahead, Clicario. You got the floor. Go ahead, Clicario.
That's some real shit. All it's doing is separating you from everybody else.
There you go.
That's the point. It separates you. You know what
yes.
I mean? You don't ever want to be looked at like every other dude. You don't ever want a chick to – you don't want to blend into the crowd. You always want to stand out because whenever you stand out, you become the obvious choice. You feel what I'm saying? You become who she's thinking about. You see what I'm saying?
And 469, tell me what's in your bathroom right now. What's in your bathroom right now?
My bathroom, off memory, I honestly don't know. I'm not even in my bathroom right now. I have like a fluorescent light in there, like that changes colors and like bathroom
that's
lights
cool.
And shit.
Okay, remember this and get your crayons out. Every woman, when she comes over your place, the first place she's going into is your bathroom. And she's going to go right to this thing called your medicine cabinet to see how fucked up you are. Because all your fucking medicine pills are normally in your medicine cabinet. So she's going to look at your fucking ass creams and all that shit you might have and stuff, right? But
I mean, I really don't mess with that. I'm more of a ganja
kind of guy. All right, but this is what I'm saying to you. This is what I'm saying to you. What do you think I have in my bathroom to make her want me even more? What do you think I have in my bathroom?
Condoms, lube.
No. I know he's funny. I got you making Carl laugh. The thing is this. Think about when a woman is trying to decide if she wants to spend a night at your house, sometimes they don't want to spend a night. Because they don't feel fresh. No, not towels. No, you know what you need to do? Go to Walmart. Go to the airport section in Walmart. and get all the female shit that they got. Get two of everything. Two of the shampoos, the conditioners, the wipes, all that female shit, and throw all that shit in your bottom drawer. Why? Because when she's digging in your fucking bathroom and she opens that drawer of toothbrush, toothpaste, and all some feminine products, she'll be like, what, how many women are you fucking to have all these products in there? And the reason I want to do it, and this is flavor again, is because if you're going to be over here all night sucking my dick and I'm going to be fucking you every which way, and I want to make sure I give you all the right things so you can feel fresh. You know, the towel to wipe your fucking makeup off so you don't feel bad. Brushing your teeth so I don't taste cum on your mouth. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to. Yeah, you see, that's flavor. See, that's flavor. You're stacking chips. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Mentally.
I would have never thought about that. I honestly wouldn't, because, like, in my mind, I was like, okay, you have female products. I would have assumed maybe about, like, okay, this nigga got a girlfriend or something. Like, but that's just where my head is.
Right, but I'm showing you where my head is. Because let me ask you a question. Did I ever ask that bitch what she do for a living? Did I ask her for dinner or anything like that? No. Fuck no. I'm never going to do that. Because I'm going to get that bitch. Listen, here's the thing, 469. If a woman wants to know the truth about me, I'm not here to fuck you. I'm here to show you why you should suck my dick. And my little fucking amusement park of the wine roller coaster, the shower boat rides, and the fucking funnel cake of fucking croissants and shit I got is reason why you should be sucking my dick instead of Brand X guy. Because these are the decisions they're going to be making. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, because that actually, that whole flavor thing actually, like, came into play because not that long ago I had got, like, these, they have, like, Kit Kats and Reese's, like, whipped cream and shit, and I had stocked up on them. Like, I got, like, 20 of each in my kitchen right now.
Wait, brother, hold on. I got one more thing. Uncle's got you, because I'm going to give you a little more flavor. You say you got Kit Kats? What else? You got Kit Kats?
Yeah, like,
listen.
Kit Kat and Reese's whipped cream. Like, it's whipped cream flavored as Kit Kat candy bars and, like, Reese's pieces and whatnot.
Brother, one more thing before I throw it to Lucario. Take your ass to Walmart. No, go to the dollar store. Fuck it. Go to the dollar store. Get Kit Kats, gummy bears, fucking Oreo cookies and some Heath bars and all that shit. You want to know why? Because you can't see it, but everybody can see it. I'm going to show you other flavor, because when she's over your house, man, you can go ahead and pull this motherfucking, you know how you ever heard of marble slab where they take all the shit and they mix it and jam it on the ice cream and shit? Well, you can have your own marble. You can have your own marble slab at your house, where you can create ice cream and make the Kit Kats, the gummy bears, and all that shit from the comfort of your own home. All you're doing is stacking chips and showing her why you should suck my dick with the, you can take coffee, you can use Oreos, you can make your own marble slab, and these things are like fucking $19, man. You put it in your freezer, you take that bitch out, put the milk, sugar, take your gummy bears and chop your strawberries and all that ass cream that you're going to be licking her ass with, whatever the fuck you got, and you can make ice cream that what? When I make the ice cream and you're eating it, before I throw it in the car, I'm going to give you one more flavor. When I'm making the ice cream, okay, guys, because I want the car to talk too, but I just want to say this last thing. When I'm making the ice cream, I'm just showing you the tennis of yak. When I'm making the ice cream, how can I use ice cream to start making out with you? It's because when we're eating the ice cream, I want to know how the ice cream tastes. She's going to say it tastes good. Well, I want to know how it tastes on your lips. You lean in and then you get the kiss and you start making out. Yak 101, okay? Lucario, you got the floor.
Now, that's dope. That's some dope shit. That's again, like I said earlier, is that it separates you, man. This is what it's about, man. You guys have to understand this is what we talk about when we talk about game. You understand what I'm saying? It's the strategy of how you get your shit done.
Right.
To get you to accomplish a certain thing, and it's also getting you to stand out from all the other guys.
That's it.
It's going to make it easier for you to attract the women. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we talk about when we talk about being attractive.
Yes.
So she's going, because what she's going to do is she's going to go back to her friends and be like, oh, my God, you don't, you're not going to believe what he did. This happened and that happened. You know what I'm saying? And it's,
but if a female, like, doesn't go and talk to your her friends about you, you're just not that nigga. Like, because, like, every female that I've been with that, like, had high interest in me would always go around talking to their friends and shit. So it's like, I've been seeing people on your comments talking about like that, and it's like, you must
brother,
not
brother.
Got any flavor.
Brother,
what's
she's
up?
Not the car white, she, but she's not talking to her friends. She's selling you to her friends. Because when you go to the party, they're going to be looking at you like they go, who the fuck is this X-File? Call Mulder and Scully. What the fuck? Oh, my, this is the guy that wants to put whipped cream on your ass cheek? He's the guy? You, do you see what I'm saying, 469?
Yeah.
So remember what Uncle Lucario and I are saying. What's going to separate you is not you kissing her ass, not you interviewing her, but you're showing her, I'm not trying to fuck you. That's below me. Fuck you. I'm showing you why you should be fucking me. Let me ask you one more question. What is your first text message to a woman when you're talking to her?
I'm a very blunt nigga. Like, I just like getting straight to the point. Like, let's say, like, if I just met her, I got her number off the street, and I send her that first text message, I really just introduce myself and then set a date. Like, say, hey, let's go get some tea. I don't ever say, like, let's go get it, like, a burger or some shit, because I just met you. I ain't about to spend no $10, $20 on your ass. But, like,
grill?
A cup of tea.
Brother, do you grill? Do you grill? Do you grill?
Yeah, I'm a badass cook. I grill and everything.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I'm looking at my grill right now.
What do you do to the meat? What do you do to the meat before you put it on the grill?
Season it.
And marinate it, right? Because the more you marinate, the more tender it's going to be when you cook it, right?
Yeah.
How can I marinate the motherfucking game to what? You ready? Put flavor in her eye and flavor in her ear.
Okay. Which all leads to putting flavor in her tongue, if you catch my drift.
No, I don't want to put it in her tongue. Wait, no. I want her to lick my balls. No. Remember, I want her to fuck me. So remember.
Yeah, I know.
No, but listen to me. I'm a you. Hey, wait. Lacar, what's your favorite cereal, brother?
Was it Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Okay, fuck. I'm going to use Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Lacar loves Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Baby, let me. Hold on, wait. Hold on a second. I got to. Hold on, Lacar. Now, hey, Lacar, you know when I spit yak, I mean, motherfuckers, you know, I gotta. I'm gonna use Cinnamon Toast Crunch to spit flavor in her fucking ear and set my ass up for some ass. Okay, you ready?
All right,
you ready?
Let's get it.
All right, here we go. All right. Get this shit blind. All right, now this is my first text message. All right, this is my first text message blindfolded. What I'm going to say is, what's going on, sexy? You know, a funny thing about you that you don't understand is today is your lucky day. You want to know why? Because I was out of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Because if I didn't have any Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you would have never got the privilege of meeting me. Because I love that shit since I was a little motherfucking kid, and it ain't nothing like putting Cinnamon Toast Crunch on a woman's pussy and eating that shit off with a little bit of milk. But we can talk about that a little bit later. What I was telling you, what I was up to, I was my own business, thinking that I was watching this video with my boy Lucario with some guy that jumped on it. But no, baby, I don't want to really talk about that. That's something that happened already crazy. I don't want to discuss that. But what I'm saying is that I wanted my Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And then you came into my view, and I had to ask myself the question, do I want to bite this woman's neck and take her up the tree, or do I want to get that Cinnamon Toast Crunch? And, girl, you know how much I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So I decided to put that Cinnamon Toast Crunch off to give you the opportunity to show me what makes you special. I'm giving you the opportunity to show me what separates you from all the women. That's why I'm getting with you. That's why I want to get at you, because at the end of the day, if you want me to be honest, I'm here to show you why you should fuck me. And if you got a problem with that, then it was – you see what I'm saying right there?
Yeah, I get that. Because a lot of niggas, they like – when like, because whenever I go to like the bar or the club with my homies and shit, I sometimes see these niggas like being on some like – like, the chick ain't even feeling them, and they just keep pursuing. It's like, okay, bro, like, she ain't feeling you. There's, like, 20 other bitches in here. Like, what you doing? Like, you wasting your time. Like,
what say you, Lucario?
Right. Well, see, that's why you guys got to learn how to talk to chicks, man. This is what we're telling y'all, man. Because, look, a lot of this stuff, too, the shit really got to be in you, man. When you out here, doing what you do, it got to be in you. Meaning, like, you know, you gotta be able to feel the vibe, feel the energy. Because all the stuff Steve was talking about, that stuff comes naturally. The more that the game is in you, the more that you do it, the more that your mouthpiece is tight. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of times, guys, they'll be like, "Well, I don't know what to say." You see what I mean? And the reason why they don't know what to say is because they don't know what the fuck they're trying to do. They don't know what they're about. They don't know what they're trying to make happen. And so, In this situation, it's hard for them to say certain things or to make certain things happen because they're not coming from a place of authenticity and honesty when they deal with that, even with themselves.
I peeped how some of these dudes, because, like, some niggas would be like, yeah, that girl bad as hell, I so fuck the shit out of her, and they go up and talk to her, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, let's just be friends, let's talk. Like, well, where is that energy you had when you were talking to me about the bitch? Like, why aren't you keeping that same energy with her? Like,
right, but 4496, give me a second. Let me handle old Don. See, there's always going to be that guy, 469, that is so fucking weak that he can't believe the shit I'm saying is real. But what use the choreo for a second. I hate to put my boy on blast, but if we grabbed a message from Lucario, from a woman, and everything I'm saying is true, this is how she should be talking to you right now. Let me go ahead and play it for Dawn.
To say thank you for letting me have a couple of days to actually think about what freaking happened the other night. Anyway, it was so funny how I had my whole mind made up on, like, let me leave your ass alone. I just felt like you was trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is, because I was right, you know? I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? So on just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was nuts. At all, because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not.
There. So, but you're right, Dawn. All the shit we're saying isn't true, man. Women don't talk like that, guy. You're right, Dawn. You're absolutely right. You're right. Hey, 469, I'm sorry.
I could actually vouch for that, because, like, I had a chick that wrote a full-ass letter, like a whole, like, front and back essay talking the same shit that voicemail, frankly, just did. So I can vouch for that.
But okay, and we gotta let you go because we got the calls. But listen, Andre, I guess is your name. Who's saying we're trying to make you a player? We're turning you into a fucking man. You, every man can't be a player, but every guy can be a man.
That's
do you understand? Well, hold on, 469. Do you understand that all y'all guys do is that, man? Okay, let me help Al out. You're right, Al. We got you, dog. Thank you. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, is that what do you think makes you unique? Your name, your fingerprint. You're unique, and what I'm saying to you is that you're very, and y'all are different. But one thing I want to say that Al, I should have waited on Al, but Al, man, you don't understand the game, and Lucario tries to tell you that all the time. It's just Lucario don't show him the shit that I show you, because I don't give a fuck. I mean, I'll play a small little bit, but
of course.
I know that. Hey, believe me, I know.
But before I get married, you have to come fuck me.
Because
I definitely, definitely cannot go on and not knowing how good that dick could be.
But see, that's the beautiful thing about it. It's always wondering. It's always wondering. That's the best thing about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, eventually. No, but seriously, like, I mean, I don't need your dick. I just want to one time. I just want to be able to say, damn, that motherfucker is the biggest shit talker. Like, he can back it up. He can back it up.
Hey, that auto-generated shit, some good shit, Lucario. I don't know, man. But we got other calls to grab, 469. Lucario, did you want to say anything to him, brother?
Oh, his name Don Geo or whatever his name is. He don't understand.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, how many... Wait. Let me get it straight. So I paid her to do that, right? So wait, let me ask you a question, Dawn. Hold on, Dawn. Let me ask you some questions. Let me ask you if I paid. Did I pay a woman to say this? Did I pay a woman to say that? Did I pay a woman to say this? How many women do I got to pay? Do we pay them to say these things? Do we pay them to say things like this? I'm just showing you fucking receipts. Do we pay women to say things like this? I mean, just let me know. What do we say to pay women? Because apparently you don't know who the fuck you talking to, motherfucker.
this shit ain't even that. It's like, yo, that's nothing. That's like
that's not exactly.
This is the crazy part when dudes be always wondering about this shit. It's like that shows how inexperienced dudes are. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
they think that the only way to get a girl to fuck with you like that is to pay her. It's like, bruh, it's real simple. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't rocket science.
Well, Lucario, when we're talking about payment, let me allow him to show him payment. See, you think that the shit I'm showing you. Now, let me show you what payment is to a man. Hold on, let me find it real quick, Mr. Lucario, because apparently he doesn't know what payment is. I'd like to school him real quick, if you don't mind, sir. Let me see if I can show him what payment is. Damn it. Give me two more seconds. That's not it. Here's payment. Here's payment, okay? I want you to see payment, and we're going to walk you through this. Now, what you see right there, that's a guy, okay, Lucario? That's a guy sending him an email, right? That's his boy, right? But let me tell you what his boy said, and this. I'm going to connect the dot because this ain't on no gay shit, but I want to show you what his homeboy said to him. And this is, Lucario, you're going to laugh because this is you, but listen, here we go, listen.
It literally starts off like, hey, don't I know you from somewhere? I'm like, no, bitch. Yeah, you play football with Michael Coleman. I'm like, oh, yeah, Mike's my boy. How is he? I hope he's doing well.
You see what I'm saying? That's his boy complaining. You know what this is? What you see right there? This is a woman stacking her cupboard for one of my students. This is a woman having his favorite fruit. This is a woman having his favorite beverages. It's a woman cooking meals for him right here. These are the messages from the women I don't know how I can make these up, because I surely can't make up these motherfucking meals that my client is getting. These are the messages from the women. Matter of fact, hold on, Lucario. Hold on real quick before we continue this. I'm all about receipts. Let me just zoom this in, because I don't want you to feel like I'm lying to you. But why don't you read what a woman's saying to the guy? What is she saying? I want you to hold me while your cock plunges up into my lungs and my heart while I grab you. Do you see all this shit? Do you see all? You think this is fake? These are fucking women, motherfucker. My clients, bitch. I'm sorry, Lucario.
It's unfortunate, man. You know, you got.
Oh my God, man.
There's always somebody.
Always, but
you have to realize, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, we got these two callers on long enough, so we don't know if you're real or not, but we'll bring you in because we want to hold it off, because if y'all faking,
it is
you
what
know.
It is. You know what I'm saying?
In 520, we'll bring you back in 619. 520, what's your question?
Yes. So basically, how you guys doing? Should I ask that first?
Good.
Okay. I'm sorry. But basically, my question is, so there was this girl I was talking to or whatever, and so basically everything was cool or whatever. I think I messed up because I told her we were talking, and then the next day she got mad at me because I shared a post it was making fun of singleness or whatever, and I shared it because I thought it was funny, and then the next day she's all mad at me talking about stuff why are you sharing this post after you said we were talking and all this, and I told her straight up we're not exclusive, and yeah, she was just tripping or whatever, and I cut it off. But I just wanted to see what I could do better next time.
You want to go first, Ms. Lucario?
Wait, so you said it's the girl you was hooking up with?
I think he liked her.
We didn't hook up anything yet.
Like her, right? You like her. Let's be honest, you like her.
So is the girl you hooking up with?
No, I do.
Okay, and what you posted?
So I shared a post, and it was it was just something about being single or whatever. And I just thought it was funny. It had nothing to I wasn't saying that or anything, but she just took offense to it. And I'm just thinking to myself are you serious?
Well, why do you care though that she took offense to it?
That's a good question. I shouldn't care, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you had sex with this girl?
Say that again?
Have you had sex with her?
Have you had sex with her? Y'all fuck? Y'all had
no,
sex?
No, not yet. Not yet.
And so you sitting there worrying about some chick, and y'all didn't even have sex and do nothing? Y'all just, how long you been talking to her for?
It's been a few weeks.
You've been talking to the chick for a few weeks and y'all ain't have sex? What's going on? Why not?
Basically, I don't know. That's on me. That's on me.
Listen. I don't appreciate my friend, my brother from another mother laughing like this. So why don't you and I go upstairs?
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Okay, now it's you and me. We're in the land of ass and titties. Let's talk. Look, check this out, 619. 520. I'm going to show you how to rectify this fuck up you're doing. You're fucked up.
Uh-huh.
All right? You fucked up. What I,
mm-hmm.
what I want you to do is I want you to say, I know that text message upset you, but I'm allow you to make it up to me by taking me out to dinner and sucking my dick. Okay?
Okay.
Now, okay. Hear what I'm saying. No, 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 no. I'm serious. No, you think I'm lying? What I'm saying to you is this.
I believe you. I believe you. I'm listening, though.
That text message upset you, but let me say, that was not my intention. So let me allow you to make it up to me by making me a nice dinner. Going, you go to Victoria's Secrets and get that nice, excuse me, that lingerie. I'll come over there, eat, and we fuck. Okay?
Okay. I'm listening.
All right,
yeah,
let's go
I
back
got
down.
Yeah! Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
Hey, we're back, Lucario. I just had to talk to him because y'all were laughing at him and shit. So you good, 520?
I'm good. I get it's funny and stuff, but I just really like asking you guys because y'all know what's up, and I'm just trying to learn my best. That's it.
Wait, I'm not joking. I want you to tell her that, you know what, I'm sorry if whatever the fuck you did offended you, but I'm going to allow you to make it up to me by fucking fixing me dinner. You go get some lingerie, and you can suck my dick. What's the problem? You think I'm joking? I'm serious.
No, I don't think. I don't think you're joking. I believe you. I got you.
Man, you better tell her. Don't tell her to lick your balls and shit. But tell her at least to suck your dick, okay?
I got you. Appreciate it, bro. I really do.
All right. We'll throw you back in.
Man, stop worrying about these kids.
I know. Yeah, they worry too much about what these fuck these women. That's why I'm saying you can talk as much shit. 619, they're about to bring you in. You can talk as much shit as you want. Fuck them. What, guys, why are they so special? What makes them so fucking special that y'all scared of these bitches? Fuck them. They're not special. They're perks. Do you think she wears the makeup? Look at it.
I'm like, dude, this ain't your girl, this ain't your wife, you ain't hit it. Nothing happened, and he's sitting there worried about what she offended by. And he giving her all of that time and attention and energy. Now she got him caught up in all that emotion that's making her feel just good about the fact she got him caught up in some emotion, and she ain't even have to do nothing with this nigga yet. It's crazy.
Guys, these women are insecure. They love dick more than you do. They masturbate more than you do on a daily basis. And I'm going to tell y'all what I told everybody earlier today. All you guys that jerk off and watch porn, which is okay, whatever subject you watch, do you notice the women that are doing the nasty shit that you're looking at look good? Do you notice the women that are doing that nasty shit got bodies? And they're still taking cum shots in the face. They're taking a dick out of the ass, putting it in their mouth, and putting it in another woman's pussy. These are good-looking women. These are every woman's got whore in them, guys. Right. So don't make them special. Be real with these motherfuckers, Lucario.
Real talk. That's all you got to do, man, guys. Just be real with the shit and stop, you know, wasting time on the nonsense, man. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, come on, guys. The worst thing she can say is no.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing she can... Wait. That's not even the worst thing because it's not even my loss. Fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck her. Damn. I just... We love y'all guys, man, but y'all got to start valuing yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Man, these women ain't shit. They not. And you are.
Right.
That's all you got to see it as. And I know it's hard to see because a lot of y'all got feminine shit in y'all, but, you know, it is what it is, Lucario. What's your take on that, brother?
Nah, man, it's just weird when dudes, put so much stock in a chick. And look, this is how you guys got to look at it is. When you first deal with a girl, right, you want to give her the least amount of attention, time, and energy, you know, at the beginning. Meaning you don't want to do way too much at first. You don't want to go above and beyond. You don't want to roll out the whole damn red carpet for this chick at the beginning, right? You just want to keep it simple, keep it cool, keep it fun. You know, do some shit that's engaging or whatever. But you want to get her to earn more of the shit. You wanted her to earn all of the good stuff later. A lot of you guys, what y'all do is like for example, the guy that was talking about, oh, she was offended and what's up with that? Like, so basically, imagine he's having a conversation like, yo, why are you so offended? What happened? I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Blah blah blah. And he's going back and forth with this girl, giving her a boyfriend and girlfriend conversation, and she's not even his girlfriend. Like she got a boyfriend and girlfriend convo out of him, and he's not even her boyfriend. You understand what I'm saying? That's crazy. And so this is what I'm saying, guys. Like, you can't be giving women too much when they haven't earned that type of energy from you. You see what I'm saying? It's crazy.
I want to play two clips for y'all guys. Play this first. This is important. Look at this.
I mean, which one is you?
None of them. It's just pieces.
This is you.
And guess what? That is you, but what y'all don't understand is you are the pieces, but you're also the board that controls the pieces. The pieces cannot move unless the rules of your board dictate how the pieces move. And the one thing which goes into the second clip is this is the most important rule of your chessboard and everything Lucario's just said right now to you. This is the rule right here. Look at this. Here it is. He's breaking shit down. Listen to what he says. Don't move till you see it. I'm going to keep telling him, watch this shit, Lucario. You can watch this dope shit. There you go. See that shit right there? See, is when what Lucario and I are trying to tell you is that when you focus on the board and not the pieces or the opponent, you do better because you're the standard as a man. Every move that you make is based off of your board and how you feel about yourself. The pieces don't move unless you feel good about yourself to have direction and where you want the pieces to go. And you gotta have, like, I know, I could tell you Lucario has ironclad rules that I got damn near. He's willing to walk away.
Right.
You believe me, he is. He's willing to say no. He's willing to say, well, hey, bye. He's willing and he doesn't give a fuck. And his time is more important than a piece of pussy. Those are ironclad things I can tell you Lucario has. And I don't even know him like that, but I can tell you because we smell our own, of course. But I can tell you he think like that.
Right, right.
Because that's how you move, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when you move that way, how can there be fear? You know, and 7-6 we'll bring you in 1 second. Earlier today, Lucario, telling guys, cereal, bowl, milk, spoon. Okay? Cereal, bowl, milk, spoon. If your end result is eating cereal, you know you've got to do those four things in any order you want to do them because all roads lead to your end game. But when you're focused on what you got to do and you ain't focused on what the milk thinks and you're not focused on what the cereal's going to judge you or the spoon's going to get mad at you or the bowl's going to say no to you, you don't do that shit every morning. But why do you do that to a woman? Because you don't value yourself. The woman's not the problem. You are the problem because you're too busy doing the one thing, Lucario, I tell guys where they're always fucking up, my brother. They're so busy, they're not looking in the mirror, Lucario. They're not looking at what they need to get done as far as growth, maturity. This is what they're doing, Lucario. They're looking at what I call the window. Right. When you look out the window, you only see a small image of yourself. You see a light image of yourself out the window. But what you guys don't understand, the woman on the other side of the window, she sees you on every fucking move you make, and you don't even understand why you keep losing, because you choose to lose. Lucario, what do you want to say on that before we bring in 763?
Nah, man, you know, you said a mouthful, bro. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it no better. You know what I mean? Like, it's dudes be losing like crazy because, you know, they don't understand that women, like, let's say you got a 28-year-old woman. She's been getting hit on since she was 18. That's 10 years of experience that she has dealing with guys. You understand what I'm saying? And so the thing is, she's seen all the goofy shit that most guys would do. She's seen the lame stuff. She's seen all the nonsense. It's easy for her to just point shit out and say, okay, let me dismiss this guy because he is like all the other dudes. You see what I'm saying? And so the thing is, a lot of dudes got to understand is that, and this is what we've been saying the whole time, you standing out, you having game, you understanding certain things is going to make you be, she's going to be like, oh shit, I'm finally engaging with a man right now. I'm like, yes, finally. And that's going to get her attached to you. You see what I'm saying? But if you just like every other dude, it's just like, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to tell y'all something. Women can't fucking stand Lucario. They don't want Lucario. They need Lucario. That's a difference. Right. She may want Lucario to open the door, give her flowers and all that other shit, but what she needs from Lucario is his sexual functionality, guys. We talked about this earlier. Lucario's sexual functionality where he can solve her problem. When she gets tired of her fingers in the dildo, she's looking for somebody that can sexually take care of her. That's why she needs Lucario. She also looks at the price that she has to pay to get his attention. Do you hear what I'm saying, guys? Not the other way around. She's saying, out of all the women he's got, what can I do to get him to see me? What can I do to get him to notice me? Because everything he does is excellent. He stands on his principle. He knows his laws, his rules, his codes, and that's why women want him. And excuse me, not want him, need him. They don't want him. They want you. But what you guys understand, like I was telling you, Lucario does the same Johnny Appleseed thing I told you in 2001 or whatever. Lucario only drops the seed of who he is. It is you guys out there that find the perfect soil, you weed it, you put water on it, and you give it sunlight, and then you wonder why she keeps running back to Lucario, because she becomes addicted to who he is because she cannot control him. He's the diamond that's withholding himself from the market. And what I mean by withholding himself, he ain't running behind no bitch. He ain't doing it. I know this motherfucker. He ain't doing it.
Right.
So let me go ahead and bring the caller in. Guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373. 763, you're on, sir. What's up?
Hey, I met this girl on Tinder. Her name is Sunshine.
Hi, Lucario. Did you see my dick on your channel? It's big, right, puppy?
That's why I made him wait. But hey, guys, listen to me. It's okay, guys, listen, it's okay. A lot of people hate Mr. Lucario and me for giving y'all information. You got to understand the rules and laws of the game. There are people out there that are jealous of all you motherfuckers right now listening to us. All you guys, not just me and Lucario, they hate that you are being a student of the game. And because you're a student of the game and they ain't got it in them to be a fucking man, they want to do what mommy does. Look at the emotion, the victim, bitching, whining, all that shit. So
a lot of these dudes, man, unfortunately, man, it's a wrap for them. You understand what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, oh yeah.
These are the losers of society. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to continue to be losers. They wake up being losers. They eat breakfast thinking about how much they're a loser. And then what they'll do is they're like, oh, let me go on these guys' show and disrupt the flow and the energy, because that's the only thing that's going to make me feel alive, because they have nothing else going on. This is how it goes. You guys don't understand it.
And I would just say allegedly, and I won't use his name or my name, but allegedly, y'all don't even understand how those guys help us out, because you don't know the emails from women or messages from women that says, you know what? This is why I would rather have a pinch of you, whoever, maybe either the car or myself, I'd rather have a pinch of you in my life than have a whole motherfucker like that. Because a man like that can't do anything for me but be my bitch. And that's why I appreciate who you are. I appreciate the fact you stand on your principles, and I'm glad I can see what a real man is when I see you talk. Now, I'm not saying who it is, McCarr or myself, but we, you know what I mean, Ms. McCarr. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I got to head up out of here, man, because I gotta do some more shit right before I go to sleep. But, yo, man, this is almost like a six-hour live stream on this motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all get an extra game today, Jesus.
You got four in the queue, though. You can do the four real quick?
All right, let's go.
All right, we're going to do four, and we're going to wrap it up. We're going to do the four in the queue. We don't know if they're pranks or whatever, but we'll do four.
We'll do it real quick.
All right, 5-2, what's your question, brother?
Oh, we're good. I already talked to you about it, so it's all good.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. 540, you up next. You press 1. I know this is a prank. 540, what's your question, man?
Yeah, what's up, Steve?
How did I know? 973, you're up.
Hey, what's good, man? Yes, Ms. Carr? Yes, Rick. My question is, I'm in a relationship, but trying not to give that emotional investment to a chick that I do like, but I feel like we are on disconnect. Like, we just been, like, I'm pretty much, like you say, begging for sex. I'm trying to figure out, is that an issue when it comes to relationship on a consistent basis? Is that something you just got to cut off, or is something you got to work with?
All right, 973.
Yeah.
Look at your chessboard, all right? What does your chessboard tell you when a woman is disrespectful and not fucking you? Does it tell you to stay in the relationship, or does it tell you to kick her ass to the curb? What does your chessboard say?
Tell you kick her ass to the curb, but I guess my issue is.
Okay,
no,
listen,
I'm being serious.
All right, so 973. What is 2 + 2?
4.
Okay. Now, why don't you ask me what 2 + 2 is, and I'm going to tell you what you're doing. Ask me what 2 + 2 is.
What's 2 + 2?
Well, you got to understand, when I was going to school today and Miss Crabtree was being mean to me at English class, and I don't understand, and I had a salami sandwich and I didn't really have anything to eat. And you see what I'm saying? You're not just doing what you need to be done. You know what needs to be done. Do it. Or be the bitch in the relationship, man. Period. LaCaria, you got the floor. Okay, she's not fucking him. She's not giving him sex. They're in a relationship, and he's asking, I guess, what should he do?
No, I guess there's reasons, too. You know, like medical reasons, you know, which I'm not saying, I don't know if it's justifiable excuses, but, you know.
Wait, who's medical, you or hers?
No, hers. Like, she had fibroids, sex was painful. So it was like, you know, trying to be, you know, work with it.
And it's something wrong with her mouth? What's going on?
No, nothing wrong with the mouth. That comes occasionally. It don't come as consistent as you would think. So I can't say, you know,
And how long y'all been together?
Going on 5 years.
Oh, shit.
And you're monogamous, right?
Try to be, but I ain't perfect.
Brother.
No.
Brother, look.
Man, see, this is the thing, man, you know. See, this is the hard part, man, because, like, look, if you monogamous, that's your girl that you're supposed to be on the bed for her or whatever, you know.
But she ain't fucking him.
See, I have a sex on top of that. This medication, why you have to have a conversation with her? You're going to have to work out something with the sex. Even if it got to be on some, like, you know, using your mouth type shit, or I'm going to have to step out for some sex. That's the only
reason why. That's it.
Our third option is break up. If you want to break up, like that's what we're doing at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So let it be known and just.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you why you're not going to do it. Because, Uncle, I love you. Let me tell you why you're not going to do it. Because you would have done the shit already. It's been fucked. Let me ask you a question. When was your first argument? You've been together with 5 years. Can you remember the first argument you had?
It had to be with sex. In the beginning, when it was good, it was no issues. And when that started becoming an issue.
I mean, the first month, the second, when did y'all start arguing?
I came for maybe like a couple months in, like 6-8 months in, when sex started becoming an issue.
Okay, brother, do you know what you're doing for the last 4 years of your life? You're out in the middle of
time.
The ocean. Wait, no, you're out in the middle of the ocean, poking holes in the boat, and then you're taking a bucket and grabbing the water from the ocean and dumping it into the boat. And then you're wondering why your fucking boat's sinking. You're sabotaging yourself. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I understand she's got a... But listen, I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm an asshole.
No,
that's just what... I don't give a fuck what she got. If she ain't... Listen, it's a simple rule I got, brother. You ain't coming over if I ain't coming, right? You ain't coming over if I ain't coming. Are you living with this woman?
Nah. She's tried to push that towards. I was like, nah, I'm going to have my own place first. And I'm planning to move out to my own place in November. So that's the cutoff date for me. Like, once I have my own place, it's like, yo.
So Father O'Malley is touching you today. And you're like, well, I'm going to put that shit off till November. I'm going to let him keep touching on me and shit. You see what I'm saying?
No, I mean, that's been a long process. I mean, I already kind of had that decision, but I guess with the COVID situation, it's just been like, you know.
Carl, please take the wheel real quick. Please talk to that man.
Look, man, and you got to think about what you want. And, you know, the thing is, you got to work something out where she, because, like, all of the medical conditions, as far as like her not being able to sex intercourse or whatever, right? How long has she had that? Still there?
Yeah. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
973.
Yeah, I'm on my phone. I was listening to the on the iPad. Yeah. No, she has surgery. She had surgery a year ago. Before that, he was in the process of your surgery, you know, the medical and the funds. So, like, now she's, like, 6 months post-surgery, and then COVID happened. And then she started having anxiety with COVID, which is a whole other issue. But so it was like, that's why I got... Say what?
No, we don't live together.
No, we don't. But she's pushing to, she's making it seem like, oh, if we live together or if we got married, things would be resolved. I'll do all that stuff for my husband. I'm doing wife stuff for her. Exactly. I've called her out on that. I'm like, marriage ain't going to change nothing. If we can't resolve it now, why would I make that stuff for marriage? So this has been a trial run for me. Like, I'm like, given an opportunity, like, y'all, you know, I want to be here.
But, Carl, did you want to say something?
No, you go.
Okay,
yeah,
I want to say this real quick. Listen, I'm an old motherfucker, right? I'm a big nerd and geek, right? I'm a what you call a Trekkie. I love Star Wars too, but I'm a Trekkie, right? I love Star Trek, okay? And every time I watch damn near Star Trek, Captain Kirk used to go down to the planet with a guy named Yeoman Henson, some no-name motherfucker that nobody knew. And Captain Kirk, damn it, every time had to make a Kirk decision. Do I let Yeoman Henson die to save the Enterprise, or do I save this motherfucker and lose the Enterprise? And what do you think Kirk did? He said, fuck Yeoman Henson. I'm going to save the fucking Enterprise. And your Enterprise is your fucking name. Sometimes you got to do things that you don't like. Welcome to life. Sometimes there are decisions you got to make. Fuck her. And I don't mean that bad way, but look, 5 years of this dick, and this is what you're showing me? You're showing me that you can't even spread your ass cheeks? You can't lick a ball, jerk me off? You can't let me jerk off your eggs? I don't know. I just don't know how to say that shit, Alucard. But I'm just saying that what you're doing is, man, you're letting this woman dictate 5 years of your fucking life, and she's going to dictate five more because you ain't going anywhere, man. You ain't going nowhere, dude. Acario, you got it, man. You ain't doing shit.
Right now, it's just too much, man. You know what I'm saying? You're overextending yourself too much, and you're not really getting what you want. You know what I'm saying? So you got to figure out either a way to get what you want in your situation, or you might have to just move on to something else. You know what I'm saying? Or tell her, like, hey, look, we could be together, but I'm going to have to do some other shit on the side. You know what I'm saying? And let her know you're going to be doing some shit on the side. Not,
yeah.
I'm doing this shit on the side. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I hear you. And that's hence why my November thing was like, yo, this shit was, you know, get together. I mean, I'm giving time for him to let it be known, but maybe because I feel like if I have my own place, that hence the table or the chessboard would be set, I'll be able to move more accordingly and, you know, be on my terms of like, yo, it's this way, or my way or no way.
Yeah. Hey, we about to wrap this up, but LaCara, I have to do it one time. I have to do it one time because he doesn't understand. Hold on, let me do this one time.
I love
bullshit.
I'm a good girl.
Yeah, good on those nuts.
I'm looking for a good man.
You just want some dick.
I'm looking for a friend first.
That means she has an opening for some sucker on her male bitch roster. Shit, girl, you've got me all fucked up. Guys, it's time to rub the magic lamp of bullshit and see the truth behind all these fake dating profiles. With your host and winner of Planet Man's Ass and Titty Award, the Alibaba of Getting Ass, Steve the Dean Williams.
Look here, motherfucker. Let me tell you what your life's going to be like. You're going to be her bitch for 5, maybe 10 years because you ain't being a man and cutting her off. You want to wait till November? You know what? She can get pregnant next month, man, and lock your ass in.
That's the funny part. That's the funny part. She really don't want to have kids until she's married. So there's been times where she's trying to, you know.
Dude, I got my tubes tied. I don't take pills. The Corio's just a friend. I'm sorry. Go ahead. All right, man. We're going to wrap this up, man. All right. Now, Seven Card, you didn't want to say to him before we wrap this up. We're done, man. You want to say anything to him one more?
I'm not. You got to figure out what's good for you, bro. If it ain't, you got to keep it.
All right, yeah, you got to keep that shit pushing, 973. We're going to wrap this shit up. We got to go. Hey, look, 973, get your nuts out of her purse and your spine and attach that shit and tell her to kick fucking rocks or do what Acario said. If you want to be with me, I'll be with you. But if you ain't sucking, fuck submitting, serving, and shutting the fuck up, then I'm going to find somebody else who will. Okay?
Okay. I heard you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We'll throw you back in. All right, Licario, man. Thank you, man. I want to say thank you, man. I appreciate this, you know. Hey, man, I'm sorry what happened to you. And we're definitely tomorrow we'll talk about it. Right, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, right, right. You're denying that. It never happened. It never happened.
Ain't a goddamn thing happened to me.
Shit. You don't even cuss. That motherfucker made you cuss.
Something happened to these goofy ass niggas. That's what happened to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
You getting out of All right. Hey, look. I'm a record. I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes offline. Look, guys, we're going to run the car. Give everybody your information. Do you want me to run a commercial? What would you like?
Guys, remember, make sure you check out badboymembership.com to join the Bad Boy membership. And also make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at Real Mr. Licario, all right?
Yes, and I want to say thank you, Licario, for coming into the Man Mindset Show. And, guys, we showed you, we walked you through every step of how to show a woman why she should suck and fuck you. We went from the first moment you met her to the moment where you got her playing with her pussy and you have the advantage without dinners, drinks, fucking boring-ass questions. I showed you everything you need absolutely free. And Licario has been spitting game for the last damn near hour and a half while he pissed as fuck. So I got to see what the fuck is going on. So anyway, guys, as always, I just want to say to y'all guys out there before we wrap this up, guys, I want to say thank you very much, guys. Please remember this one thing and one thing only. Always remember the graveyard. Everybody in there has one thing in common, and they all thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Always remember, live every day like it is your last. I want to say thank you, Mr. Licario. I'm the goddamn Dean. We will fucking catch y'all later. All right, and we're off, Licario. What the fuck? Oh, let me check this shit off.